This is concerning Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Mahon, M-A-H-O-N, date of birth 5/22/1951. This is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Mahon with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and invasive bladder carcinoma. He's also had a left nephrectomy secondary to renal cell carcinoma. He has been being seen by Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, for chemotherapy every 3 weeks since the invasive bladder carcinoma was found within the last year. He had lost quite a bit of weight and was down to about 160 pounds. But since the chemotherapy started, his weight is now up to 170. So he's doing well. There's no blood in the urine. Many medications have been changed since his last visit of January 13th, 2020. He did not come back for follow-up visits during the COVID pandemic, but was seen in the home on a monthly basis, and also was seen by Dr. Kirby, the urologist, and then also Dr. Sahai. He sees her every 3 weeks. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He did have quite a rash and itching from the chemotherapy. He did take quite a high dose of steroids, and then once the steroid taper was done, the itching and rash are gone. And sugars were quite elevated during the steroid use, but they're improved now. He still is smoking cigarettes and still is trying to quit. No edema or claudication. He does have claudication symptoms, actually, especially in the left leg with known peripheral vascular disease in that leg. No edema, no ulcerations, and no cough or sputum production. Medications. He's on Toprol XL. He was on 50 milligram once a day, but he has been very dizzy in the mornings, and it takes a while before he can stand up without feeling like he's going to fall. He's on Pepcid 20 milligram twice a day, vitamin D3 1,000 units daily, Norco 10/325, one every 4 to 6 hours as needed for pain, aspirin 81 milligram daily. Metformin is 1,000 milligram twice a day, Lipitor 40 milligram daily, and Basaglar insulin 10 units once daily. Physical exam, weight is 170 pounds. That is a 32 pound decrease since January of 2020. But as I previously stated, he is going up. He was down to 160. His blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 121 over 61, pulse 71, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with the prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, no edema. No ulcerations or lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 1st of 2022. Creatinine was improved at 1.3. His levels do fluctuate a great deal. In April, it was as high as 2.5, but January 6th of 2021, we have a 1.6. He was fluctuating quite a bit. Urinalysis, June 2nd, 2022, negative for blood and negative for protein. And hemoglobin 12.2 with normal white count, normal platelets. Calcium is 8.8. Sodium, it was 129. His hydrochlorothiazide was discontinued last month. Sodium is now up to 132. Potassium is 4.3. Carbon dioxide, 24. Albumin, 3.6. Calcium is 8.8. Liver enzymes are normal. His last hemoglobin A1C was done April 26th of this year, and that was 7.5. Phosphorus was 3.1. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, and actually improved creatinine levels. diabetic nephropathy with improved blood sugar control, invasive bladder carcinoma. He is receiving chemotherapy every 3 weeks per Dr. Sahai. We will continue to have lab studies done every month. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he will be rechecked by this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.